Now, the statistics for violence against women tell a really horrific truth. On average, at least one Australian woman is killed by a current or former partner per week. It's really horrific. Australia's National Framework for Prevention of Violence Against Women says that challenging gender roles and stereotypes is a key preventative action. By teaching kids in early childhood about gender equality, we're helping to protect women and children from violence. Dr. Gemma Hamilton, researcher on gendered violence and abuse at RMIT, joins us now to chat about the link between gender roles and violence against women and how we can aim to prevent this. Gemma, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So academic research, it suggests that really strict gender roles and notions of masculinity and femininity are key drivers of violence against women. Why do we know why this is the case?
Yeah, so it's really around this idea, that men aren't allowed to show or express their feelings, this idea they need to be tough, and then this idea that boys are naturally more dominant, aggressive and insensitive, and girls are naturally more gentle, passive and submissive. It's these ideas, they enable violence against women. So it's really breaking down these rigid ideas about gender is a key action for preventing violence against women.
And so for people who do want to parent with potentially more traditional attitudes towards gender, do you think that that is potentially dangerous?
Look, it's difficult to say, it's not necessarily dangerous. It's just that we know there is this association when you adhere to these rigid notions around gender. So really trying to challenge these and encourage diverse interests amongst both sons and daughters is a key action for preventing violence against women. And so it's really about just letting kids be kids and giving equal opportunities to both genders.
And so what are some of the practical things that parents can do at home to promote gender equality? I mean, I've definitely heard of the pocket money gap floating around, so that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's definitely one of them. And to be honest, there's probably three main ones. The first is to try and become more aware of rigid gender stereotypes. We tend to reinforce gender stereotypes unintentionally. We don't even realize we're doing it. So really trying to more actively be aware of how we're treating boys and girls differently. The second is to encourage diverse interests and support a range of activities with both sons and daughters. So we know that boys are often given more sports equipment, toy cars and toys that encourage physical development, whereas girls are often given more dolls, kitchen appliances and pink clothing. So it's, again, thinking about what types of messages we're sending to children when we buy these types of things for them and expose them to these different types of environments. And then the third is to try and model equal and respectful relationships between men and women. So we know that children learn about gender roles through observation and they often mimic behaviours that they see. There's this saying, you cannot be what you cannot see. So really showing children that both men and women can do a range of activities will really help to break down some of these rigid ideas and thoughts about gender.
And so is there a really crucial time that children do learn this when it comes to developmental stages? I suppose, is it ever too late to start challenging stereotypes?
No. Well, we know children really start learning about gender roles and norms from the minute they're born. From birth, they're treated differently, they're exposed to different environments. They begin understanding about gender roles and norms in their toddler years. And we know that by the age of five, children have learnt and understood a range of gender stereotypes and they begin acting these out in their lives. So there's that opportunity to start young and as they progress, we can keep challenging these ideas about gender through different stages in their lifetime.
And so I guess to help gender stereotypes, parents can use the resources from the hashtag Because Why campaign. It was launched a bit earlier this year. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's a really good resource for parents to look at. There's a website and it's got digital resources like short films, articles and a question and answer page. The question and answer page gives some really good ideas for how you can approach conversations with your own children about gender norms and roles, but also conversations with other family members and friends. And yeah, there's other resources online as well, like printable card games and interactive games that parents can engage with their children to teach them about gender inequality.
It sounds like a really cool resource. It's just such an important topic. Gemma, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.